Good evening. It's good to be back. We, as most all of you know, we escaped winter in Florida for the last couple of months. And from what I hear, that was a good call. I do keep track of the weather up here when I'm down there. It makes me appreciate being down there even more, especially this year. It was cool down there the first couple of weeks, but not near what it was here. So, but we're happy to be back and look forward to being with you for the rest of the year. Turn to Ephesians chapter 3. We'll be spending our time here this evening. Do you feel like things are a mess in the world, in your personal life, some of both? I think most people would agree that things in the world are quite a mess. And I suspect most of us can say we've at least had times in our life where personally things weren't going all that well either. But the scriptures offer encouragement. I'd like to read from chapter 3, starting in verse 14 and reading through the end of the chapter. It says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." To those who are Christians, to those who are part of God's family, these words can be very comforting, and should be. First of all, note, God loves us. That's really important. We know God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, John 3:16, and that's one of the more well-known passages of Scripture in all the world. But to those that are Christians, that have a relationship with God, that love is even more special. God knows, God cares, and God cares for us. So keep in mind when things are tough, remember the love of God. But also remember what God can do. Keep in mind, this is God, the creator of everything we see and the sustainer of everything that we see. And this passage talks about what he's able to do. Look in verse 20. Actually, when we were down in Florida, the adult class was studying Ephesians. And in the class, literally kind of dissected verse 20. What's the verb? The verb is able to do. And the noun The one who is able to do is him, God. So God is able to do. What is he able to do? He's able to do what we ask. Does that mean he'll do everything that we ask? Fortunately, the answer to that is no. But he will do what's best for us. Have you ever asked God for something and didn't get it? And then some time passes and you really understand why you didn't get it. Because the thing that I asked for would not have been good for me. Now, I will readily admit that has happened to me. There have been things that I asked for that I thought were best, but I only see a tiny glimpse. God sees the big picture. God's our loving Father. And I think a good analogy is parents and young children. A young child may ask for and want things that aren't good for him or her. They seem fascinated with those light sockets, and they want to play with it. But as parents, we know, no, that's not a good thing. And they may reach for a sharp knife. They don't realize what that can do to them. And sometimes I think God might look at us kind of like little children. We have these things we want, and we don't know what we're asking. But fortunately, God loves us. He gives us what's best. So, God is able to do what we ask. But not, doesn't stop there. It says it able to do all that we ask. Interesting. And yes, he is able to do that. But it doesn't stop there either. He's able to do all that we ask or think. We don't even have to ask. He knows our thoughts. That's the God we serve. He's able to do all that we ask or think. It doesn't stop there. He's able to do beyond all that we ask or think. Abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. That's the God we serve. That's the God that loves us. Now, go back and think about the chaos in the world or in your personal life. Do you think this is a God that can't help? No. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. He loves us. He wants what's best for us, and he's got the power to take care of us. That is really, really comforting. That's the message I want to leave you with tonight. When things get tough, remember Ephesians 3. But this is a promise only to those that are his children. If you're not a child of his, there'd be no better time than now to take care of that. Do you believe that Christ is the Son of God? Are you willing to repent, turn from your sins, confess your faith before this audience, and be buried in baptism for the remission of your sins? Or if you've once done that but have fallen away, no better time than right now to make your life right. Won't you come as we stand and sing?